good to be back at the home church this morning. I was talking to Jerry a while ago. He surprised me last week. He hardly ever preaches twice in one day, and I thought, sure, I got to be ready in case he calls on me. So this morning you're going to get what I had last Sunday. And, you know, it's just wonderful to be back in the house of the Lord. We had a wonderful time last night, like I said, at Circle Drive. And I don't know, there was just a peace there. There was a liberty there that I haven't felt in a long time. We've been traveling a lot lately, and it's not every church you can go into that feels like home. We came back from Ohio. We went down there a couple weekends ago, and the Lord blessed our travels. And it just amazed me that, you know, when we go to a totally different state, some 300 or something miles away, we can go inside a church, and God's still God in that church, just like He is here for doing it. Amen. God's still God everywhere you go.
Amen.
The value still lives in me. Amen. Just because I cross the borderline don't mean that He's left back here behind.
Right.
He follows me wherever I go. He's with me. He's on the inside. I'm glad. You're a Christian.
Amen.
Thank God, like Jane said, you know, personality, it's on the inside.
Amen. Right.
But there's a change in you when you get born again. I'm glad for that change. You don't want to be like you used to be. Amen. You don't want to be the old creature you was before.
Yeah.
Amen. You're a new creature. All things have passed away and all things become new. I'm glad today that I'm still a new creature in the Lord. Amen. Amen. I got my flaws like everybody else. Fell down a couple times. Got myself dirty. But I had to get myself up and dust myself off. And amen. Keep going. Keep on the firing line like the song said. But glad to be here this morning. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 19. I've had the verse on my heart for a little while and don't know how much of it I'll get to preach about, but this verse just caught my eyes. I never read it before, and it really stuck with me. And I talked to Jerry about it not long ago. I think it was this past week maybe. I come up and see him and watched him work on the church a little bit and got to talking to him about it. But this verse come on my heart, and the more I studied about it, the more I wanted to share this with you. And the Bible talks about in chapter 19 of 2 Kings. You just bear with me, pray for me this morning. We'll try to do the best we can, and then just get out of the way. Let the Lord have His way today. Amen. It says in chapter 19 here, in verse 1, and it came to pass when the king Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into his house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which is over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today, God. God, we know that you put this scripture on our heart for a reason today. Lord God, we pray that you'll help us to preach it, Lord, and bless our ability, Lord. Lord, if you step out of the way and be a vessel, Lord, that you can use, Lord. You said your word would go out and return void. God, today I pray that your word would go out, Lord, accomplish that purpose whereunto you sent it, Lord. Help me to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord today, Lord, and help us all not to quench the Spirit, Lord. God, be obedient to thy Lord, for thereby we are sealed to the day of redemption, Lord, dear God. We pray these things, and we ask you to be with us and accompany us today. Hold our hand as we do our best to bring the word today. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to give you a little bit of background here. In chapter 18 through chapter 20 is about all the verses we have in 2 Kings of Hezekiah's reign. And the Bible says that chapter 18 that he was about 25 years old when he began to reign. And when all this came upon Syria, last I checked, he was about 39, somewhere around in there. He was almost middle-aged in the 40s. And amen, he had seen a lot of things in his reign with the Lord. And the Lord had helped him. He was king over Judah. Amen. But about this time, we see that Hezekiah is in all kinds of trouble. And he begins to tell his messengers to go tell Isaiah, amen, this message. And this man has come against us. The man was the king of Assyria at that time. And he had already come back in chapter 18 and taken over Israel. And now he was coming after Judah. Amen. And Hezekiah was the king at that time. And we find that Hezekiah was coming before the Lord. Amen. And he had something for the Lord. He said, Lord, he told Isaiah there, he said, you know, this is a day of trouble, a day of rebuke and blasphemy. And, amen, if there's ever been a day like this, it's today that we live in. Amen. It seems like there's all kinds of people out there. And, hey, the Bible says we're going to be in perilous times in the last days. And, amen. It seems like we see all about us. There's day of trouble everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every time you turn on the news, somebody's been beheaded. Amen. Every time you turn on the news, somebody's been killed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It seems like there's all kinds of iniquity around.
Amen, brother.
The Bible said in the last days that the love of many wax cold.
Yeah.
Hey, because iniquity shall abound.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If there's ever a time, hey, where you see sin and iniquity running rampant and abounding and flourishing and thriving today and flourishing, it's today in which we live.
Amen.
Day of great trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Never thought I'd live to see the day whenever it seemed like you turn on the TV and that's all you hear about is beheading of this, beheading that.
Yeah.
Amen. Sennacherib was the king of Assyria over here and he had come and conquered Israel. He had come and conquered many different nations, several nations, if you read back there in chapter 18. He had come against Israel and now he was coming after Judah.
Yeah.
He had a man by the name of Rabshakeh. Amen. That was his messenger that went out to talk to the people. Hey, while the king stayed behind, his messenger went and gave the people a message that we have overcome all these lands, all these nations. Amen. And there's not a nation that stood before us, it's not failed. Amen. All their gods didn't deliver them. Hey, their gods wasn't able to deliver them out of my hands. Hey, and Rabshakeh have gone on to say, don't even trust in Hezekiah, don't trust in his God. Hey, because his God will fall just like the rest of them did. Amen. He said Hezekiah here was desperate. He was in charge of a nation. He was king of Judah at that time. Amen. And this come against him and he said, go tell Isaiah.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a day of trouble and rebuke. Hey, and blasphemy. Seems like everywhere you go today, hey, they take the Lord's name in vain.
Amen.
Hey, they just say he's a byword nowadays.
Yeah.
Hey, but when trouble comes, you look who comes calling.
Yeah.
Amen. They'll call on the Lord all they want to.
Yeah.
Amen. One day after a while, just like Brother Shane read about the day of visitation.
Yeah.
Hey, there'll be a time they'll call, they'll cry out. Hey,
on,
God said, I'll laugh at your calamity and I'll mock. Hey, when your fear cometh, God is a God to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hezekiah called out to his messengers and told him, he said, Rabshakeh and Sennacherib over here, hey man, he's come against us, and I need you to go out and tell that prophet Isaiah. I need you to go tell him, hey, that the children are come to the birth, hey, and there's not strength to bring forth. Amen. That really stuck in my mind. I began to think about the birth pains. Amen. That this world's going through today. Hey, seems like every time you turn around, just like Brother Jerry said, hey, it seems like every time you turn around, there's somebody else. Hey, that the devil has snatched from the pathway of life.
Yeah.
Hey, the straight and narrow way, they don't travel that way no more.
Yeah.
Hey, they turn back on the Lord and now they're going down the broad road.
Yeah.
Hey, amen, trying to get two steps forward, there's always one step back.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, it makes my heart to see people I knew.
Right.
I once preached the Word of God. Hey, and now they find themselves out in church. Hey, and the devil's got a little bit more of a leeway. Amen.
Yeah.
The door's cracked open.
Yeah.
Hey, and he's got a foot in, and now he's invited himself in. Hey, to the house.
Yeah.
Amen. He found it swept and garnished.
Yeah.
Hey, and came back and took up residence again.
Amen.
On every side, it seems like that's all you hear about.
Yeah.
Amen. Hezekiah said, the children are come to the birth. Amen.
Yeah.
They're about ready to be born. There's about to be a miracle come to pass. Hey, and Sennacherib is going to come, and he said, there's not strength to bring forth.
Yeah,
there's not strength, amen, to have the labor and to get the birth out. That seems like the world today. Seems like the Christian world today.
Yeah.
Amen. We're so close to grasping heaven.
Yeah.
It's within our reach.
Amen.
We've been preaching for years, and any day the Lord could come, and I believe it still today. Amen. He may come in my lifetime. I don't know. Amen, but we're not on this road for the Lord to come back. We're on this road to make sure that we get to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, He may not come before I leave this place. He may not come before I find myself in the grave somewhere. But rest assured, He's not slack on that promise. Amen. He'll come back when He's good and ready to come back. I will say He ain't come back yet because He's long-suffering.
Yeah.
Not willing that He should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. His hand is still outstretched.
Yeah.
Hey, His hand is still outstretched. He said His hand's not shortened. Hey, that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy.
Yeah.
That it cannot hear. But what? That your iniquities have separated you between your God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. There's things that separate us. Amen. There's not just one gulf in the Bible.
Right.
Amen. There's a gulf between heaven and hell. But you know, sometimes, hey, there's a gulf that we place ourselves between us and the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, the Lord can't cross over there until we get it out of the way.
Amen.
That's a gulf of sin.
Come on, brother.
Amen. He will not hear because your iniquities have separated you.
Amen.
And we find today that Today in the Christian world, it seems like the children are ready for the birth. They're ready for the Christ to come. We're just about ready to go and take our flocks. Hey, but in these last days, there's just not enough strength to bring forward and to get to the other side. Amen. Now more than ever, we need a kind of church that'll go and help the ones that are down and out, the ones that have went to church all their life, but the devil seems to snatch them out. Amen. The Bible says, "Him that's weak in the faith, you go and restore such a one in the spirit of meekness and fear."
Right.
Amen. But what do? We turn our backs. We talk about them. Hey, we get on the phone and say, "You know what? So and so, he's at a church now, or so and so's at a church." Hey, they used to do this, they used to do that. Instead of doing that, we need to be talking to the Lord about it. On our knees and saying, "God, would you help this one?
Amen.
God, this one is out of the will of the Father, and we need you to come back and help them to come back to the fold." Amen. The Bible talked about it. Jesus, the good shepherd, said that he left the 99 to go find the one. Amen. I'm glad he said that he left the woman when she had lost that coin. Amen. She had swept the whole house till she was able to find it. Amen. I'm glad that one that's come back on the Lord is just as precious. Amen. As me and you, because God don't want one of them to be getting to the death. God wants you in the fold. Amen. He knows what's coming. Amen. Hell is awaiting those that choose to turn their back on the Lord and don't serve the Lord. Man, we heard a message the other night about the door being shut. Amen. It was a good message. Amen. The church seemed like they wasn't alive enough to be able to receive it. I don't know what was wrong. Hey, but the preacher preached the word. Amen. And it touched this old boy's soul. Amen. The door being shut. But let's get back to Hezekiah here. He said, "Go tell that prophet Isaiah we need his help. Go tell him to talk to the Lord." You know, Hezekiah, we usually think about him telling Isaiah coming to him and tell him to turn his face to the wall and get his house in order. Hey, but not many know about him. Has a good relationship with Isaiah here as well.
Bless him, Lord.
Go tell Isaiah. He said, "It may be that the Lord thy God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, that messenger I told you about, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left."
Yes, amen.
Amen. There's a few that's left. Amen. Yeah. Amen. They had come and taken all the city, taken Israel, and now he was after Judah. But God, he said, "Isaiah, there's a few that's left, and maybe God will hear." Isaiah said, "Thus shall you say unto your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me." Verse 7, "Behold, I will send a blast upon him. He shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, or cause him to fall by the sword in his own land."
Amen.
You drop down a couple of verses there, and we find in verse 14, "After he had heard the words of Rabshakeh one more time, Hezekiah said, and he received the letter that they had sent, writing it down, saying, you're surely going to fall into our hands, and your God's not going to be able to save you."
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times the day today we live in looks bleak. Mm-hmm. Amen. The devil wants to tempt us like he did over there in the Garden of Eden. He wants to tell them, wants to tell the Christian people today that God's not alive, that he's not real, he's not strong. He's just like all the other gods in this land. But I tell you what, Hezekiah had heard the same thing. Amen. Hey, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. That thing which had been, it shall be. We hear about here Hezekiah going through the same thing. Multiple gods in the land they're trying to serve. And they said they fail every one of them. Amen. Today, the God of money, the God of the lust of the flesh, the God of wealth, the God of fame, all those gods are not real. All those gods will fall one day to the one God, amen, who made heaven and earth.
Right, brother.
He received that letter. It's an act of Rabshakeh. Verse 14, it said, "Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire." Listen to this. "For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, beseech thee, save us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only.
Yep.
Amen. It reminds me of old Elijah back there on the Mount Carmel. Amen. He said, you know, choose you this day whom you're going to serve.
Amen.
Whether it be the gods before on the other side of Jordan or this God. Oh, Joshua told him, this is, amen, it's for me and my house. We'll serve the Lord.
Amen.
But Elijah told him, he said, how long will you halt between two opinions?
Amen.
Amen. If God be God, then serve him. But if Baal be God, serve him.
Yeah.
He said, nevertheless, the God that answers by fire, let him be God.
Amen.
Hezekiah told, he prayed to the Lord, he said, God, we want this nation that's come against these other gods, because they have failed, they don't believe that you're the God of heaven and earth, they believe you're just like one of those other powerless gods out there. God, show yourself truth.
Yeah.
Show yourself to be the real God.
Amen.
It said Isaiah, verse 20, the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed unto me against Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, I have heard.
Yeah.
This is the word that the Lord spoke concerning him. The virgin daughter of Zion hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken over her head at thee. Amen. And we skip down just a little bit. He tells them what he's going to do. Amen. To the Assyrian. He tells them what he's going to do to this nation that's come against him. I want you to notice first of all that Hezekiah, amen, he didn't go to the neighbor, he didn't go to the counselor, he didn't go to the psychiatrist. Amen. When the devil came against him, he turned his face. He spread out before his problem to the Lord. He said, Lord, you're the God that can answer this problem.
Amen.
Boy, our problems a lot of times is we want to go home and we don't leave our gift at the altar. We take it up and we say, Lord, I can handle this by myself. Amen. My psychiatrist will give me a pill to fix all of it. Or I can go to the local bar down there and give me a couple of beers and just drown it all out. Or I can go and sit in front of the TV and watch a couple hours and just forget about everything. Hey, I tell you what, when you wake up next morning with a hangover, your problems still be there.
Amen.
The devil knows where you live. Amen. He knows where you live.
That's right.
And he can find you.
Amen.
He can make it worse than you than you'd ever thought possible. Amen. But he didn't do that stuff.
Yeah.
He had confidence in the Lord his God. Today, amen, as the birth is about to arrive, folks, I got to tell you, you got to be confident in the Lord your God.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He took his promise to the Lord. I'm reminded of David. Hey, seems like every one of the Psalms has got some kind of complaint to the Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, thy enemies have come against me. Lord, they have tortured me. They have persecuted me. Lord, I want you to take care of them. That's the way we need to be with the Lord. You know what the Lord wants to hear from us. Amen. The Lord wants to hear us.
Yeah.
Plead our case with Him. Hey, the Lord wants us to be able to know that we can trust Him and know that we can bring our things before Him and say, God, you're the only one that can help.
Amen.
Don't be like the woman who went to all the physicians and tried everything she could. Spent all she had and didn't grow any better, but rather grew worse. Amen. It's only when she found Jesus that everything was better.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't try everything first. There's a bumper sticker that says, when all this fails, read the instructions. But I beg to differ. You need to read the instructions before all else fails.
Yeah.
Take it to God first.
Amen.
Take it to God first.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It said here, amen, he talked about, going down a little bit further, he talked about that God, in verse 33, by the way that he came, by the same shall he return, talking about the king of Assyria, shall not come into this city. He shall not pass. He shall not cross this line.
Right.
He's not going to come into this city, the king of Assyria, Sennacherib. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake, for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass, verse 35, that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. That's 185,000 men. In one night, just like that. 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Man, can you imagine Israel and Judah waking up the next morning thinking, Lord, here's the day. Hey, the whole congregation wringing their hands, thinking, boy, we're going to get attacked. Hey, but as soon as they opened their eyes, victory had come while they were asleep.
Amen.
I'm glad that God don't sleep on the scene.
Amen.
I'm glad that God sees all. He knows all. He knows exactly what to do with the problem.
Amen.
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 While they were asleep.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says it's vain for you to rise up early and stay all night asleep, or stay awake all night, basically.
Yeah.
I think Psalms 127 talks about that. Because he giveth his beloved sleep.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. A lot of times we stay up all night, we give ourselves ulcers, we're worried about what's going to happen the next day. Jesus said, take no thought for the morrow. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He'll come and gets here. If it don't get here, praise God, we'll go home.
Amen.
You worried all night for nothing. But here they was, waking up. Here comes the crack of dawn. Probably waking up to a day that they thought, Lord, they're going to take us just like they did the rest of Israel. Hezekiah prayed to God.
Uh-huh.
He took his letter, he took the problem before the Lord, and it was the very day, that night, God answered.
Yeah.
Amen. If God doesn't answer that night, take it to Him anyway.
Amen.
God doesn't answer for a year, take it to Him anyway.
Amen.
God doesn't answer for 14 years, you pray for somebody, they still ain't saved, take it to God anyway.
Amen.
He hears, He understands, He knows, and like Jerry says, timing is everything.
Yeah.
That night, the Israelites woke up. Every single Syrian. 185,000 men. Can you believe that? All spread out on the ground, no doubt. Probably was marching on to siege the city in the nighttime. Because that's when they were least expecting.
Yeah.
Then they woke up and found every single one of them dead.
Amen.
Where God struck them.
Yeah.
All of them were dead corpses. Boy, can you imagine the wonderful rejoicing that went on in Israel?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I encourage you today, the birth is nearly here.
Amen.
Jesus could step out on a cloud of glory. I like what your preacher said the other night. He said, you know, I don't believe it's going to be a big old cloud. I believe it's going to be just a little bitty old cloud. Amen. Nobody's going to expect it. There won't be another in the sky. There'll be just this little bitty old cloud. Amen. Because, amen, that would show God's power.
Uh-huh.
That made me think of Elijah in the cloud the size of a man's hand. One of these days, He's going to step out on the
place. Yes, He is.
Amen. The birth is nearly ready to take place. Hey, and if there's not strength to have it, boy, I tell you what, you need to get down and find where the Lord is, because that's where the Lord is strength.
Amen.
Be ye strong in the Lord, the power of His might.
Amen.
Then you can put on the old armor. You know, the strength comes before putting on the armor.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Be ye strong in the Lord, the power of His might. Then He goes on to say, take on the whole armor. You put the armor on the weak vessel, it's just going to be a pile of armor. You've got to have the strength to bear it. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, today it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. I encourage you today. The Bible says, you know, when I'll say this and then I'll close. I thought about this, the birth. The children come to birth and they're ready. There's not strength to bring forth. You know, when they go to Lamont's class or when they're in the hospital about to have the baby, there'll be the nurse sit beside her. And they'll encourage her and they'll tell her, push. Push the baby's crowning. Push the baby's about here. And I tell you what Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I encourage you today, push, church.
Yeah.
Press on, it won't be very long.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Until we reach that land of song. Amen. I'm glad today that we got strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, if we'll just get down and find, get dig down
Lord.
Deep.
Hey,
and anchor ourselves in the Word, anchor ourselves on the rock.
Yep.
Amen. We can see victory one day.
Amen.
Press on, push,
Amen.
Because the birth is nearly here.
Yeah.
The Bible says that with Him we are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
Hezekiah was more than a conqueror. Amen. It was God that defended the city. Hezekiah and the nation of Judah didn't even have to lift a finger.
Amen.
We just stay on the Lord's side and we'll find ourselves victory.
Amen.
Let's all stay in this morning. Thank you for your teaching. Amen. I want to ask you today, have you found yourself in this situation? The devil has come against you and told you all kinds of lies, told you that God's not able to heal, not able to deliver, not able to save. I want to tell you tonight, He is.
Yeah,
he is. Because He's still God.
Yeah,
he doesn't change. Preacher said last night, God's not changed. He's the same today. Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever.
Amen.
His power is not slacked. He is not changed.
Amen.
And if the devil's been telling you a bunch of lies, selling you a bill of goods, I invite you to come and spread it out before the Lord and say, Lord, the devil's told me this. But I'm trusting in you. Would you come? Let's all have a fellowship. Somebody got a song? Right where you stand, go ahead and sing it.
As you need to come on. It's on.
As we fellowship.
A power from above that takes me through.
Amen.
God is blessing me. have a sword, a tower
from my
heart,
a shield
over a shield of love.
Anything else?
Thank God, man.